Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Hoser. Got a little bit of GERD today. Could be a bit rough. Here we go.
Look up, look up, look up, go. Look up, look up, look up, go.
Okay.
You know, Charge.
Not bad.
Not bad. It's only the there's one mid-range note that gets twanged with my GERD. How are you doing, my friend and my enemy to the north? My frenemy.
Frenemy.
Paul Charchian.
We've since you and I talked last, the Vikings landed a potential quarterback for the future without giving up the house to do it. So I'm still ebullient.
Didn't give up the house, but you did give up most of your draft capital next year. You're down to how many picks for next year?
I believe 3 or 4 right now. We'll get a couple of compensatory picks, and may be interested to know right now we are tracking to have the most salary cap room in the league, the Minnesota Vikings, next year.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, what you hear right now is positive spin from a Viking fan who sees hope in the form of J.J. McCarthy. I love how you say, well, we're going to get compensatory picks. You sound like my teenage daughter saying, well, okay, I spent this much, but I'm going to make my next paycheck is coming in a week. And I'm like, yeah, that's your next paycheck. You just blew this much on X, Y, and Z. Look, it may be worth it. If J.J. McCarthy is that dude, then you guys are going to be very excited. Are you convinced he's that dude?
I think there's a good chance. I mean, think about the landing spot. The landing spot is as good as you could possibly hope for. You're going to throw balls to the best wide receiver in football, Justin Jefferson. Right. Jordan Addison looks like a hit after his first year after being a first-round draft pick.
He sure does.
And TJ Hockenson, ACL, but, you know, proven quality receiver. Aaron Jones, who, by the way, I met Aaron Jones at the draft party.
Talk to me. I mean, one of the great human beings in the world, much less the NFL. How was he?
Okay, so I'm up on stage. We knew we were going to get they always give us various Vikings to sort of fill in the gaps while you're waiting for your favorite team to make its picks. And it's just for the first round, so it's Thursday night. And we've gotten a couple of different players, had no idea Aaron Jones was going to be made available to us. So he comes up on stage with us and the dude's tiny.
Aaron Jones is skinny. Yes.
He's short. I had no idea how small he was. And then get this, and your Packer fans will hate it. He starts the skull
chant. Of course he did.
All 10,000 people in the, inside US Bank Stadium.
Of course he did.
And so I turned to him on mic and I asked him, "Did you ever think you'd be starting the skull chant inside US Bank Stadium?" And he's like, "Of course not. I thought I was going to retire a Packer."
Yeah. No, he took it very hard. And I understand why. He gave his heart and soul to the team. Heart and soul of the community, was welcoming of every running back that was in the room with him during his tenure as a Packer, team guy, and balled out. Final five games of his Packer career, 100 yards, 100 yards, 100 yards, 100 yards, 100 yards. And that's after an injury-riddled season. He sold out. And then they tried to get cheap with him. They're like, "Yeah, we're due to owe you $14 million per the contract, but we're going to rip that up. How about $7 million? How about half?" And he's like, "How about fuck you? I'm out of here."
Sharp guy, too. We talked a little bit. Okay. I think, you know, he carries himself extremely well. And I love talking to him. And you can tell there's a really good head on his shoulders. And I told him some of the things that you had told me about Aaron Jones. I just said, reputationally, everybody around the Packers and around Green Bay media says that you have carried yourself as extremely well, and all the things you did, all the right things. And I want you to know that people noticed, and he was grateful that I said that.
Yeah. No, he's a yes, sir guy. Yes, sir. We would always joke about Aaron Jones and we would say, "Yes, sir." Cause that's how he was raised. And his brother played football in the CFL, didn't quite make the NFL. He told a story cause I, emceed his charity banquet a couple years in a row. And he said at the banquet, he goes, "Me and my brother, when we would fight, our mom, as punishment, would make us hold hands in school, walking between classes."
to
make up like, "Hey, we're brothers. We love each other. We're going to look out for each other." At the same time, embarrass the shit out of themselves.
Did you ever get this? It's amazing you bring this up. Did you ever get into some heated battle with somebody, not throwing punches, although that's another good conversation for maybe another time, and then have to do the bit where you shake, you make up and you shake at the end of it? Have you ever had that situation?
No. Last punch thrown, I think, was at Todd Davenport at the CIA basketball courts outside of Langley, Virginia. We were playing, we just graduated college, all of us, high school knuckleheads. We were like 23, 24. We would play like a 3-on-3 game out on the blacktop. And Todd had this move where he would just sweep to his right-hand dribble, left arm bar right to your chest.
Ooh.
For these sweeping hook shot layups. Mm-hmm. And I had finally fucking had it with that move. And so we ended up, we're rolling on the damn the blacktop, we're scrappling with each other. And I think I tried to throw a punch, not at his head. I might've been at his ribs or something, but not much of a fighter back in the day.
I've never thrown a punch in anger. And I think that's negative to me. I mean, I think at some point you probably should have by the time you get to 50, because you've been done dirty plenty of times in your life.
But why? What's it going to do? What good is it going to lead you to?
Do you think you need to be a man?
If you're not a man if you've never thrown a punch at another man
kinda,
in anger?
I think there's some truth to that. Because you know what? Sometimes people deserve it, and it's the only justice they understand.
Frontier justice.
A little bit of frontier justice. Now, here's the problem. I'm basically a shrimp, always have been. I have almost no upper body strength. I was a runner. I grew up I'm a cross country guy, right? So, when it comes to conflict, like throwing punches is not really going to work for me. Running away would. But I feel like I've missed out on something by not having popped some dudes when they deserved it, even knowing in all probability, I'd have gotten my ass kicked if I'd have done it. But I still would like to have done it.
Well, once. Never too late. never too late to find somebody you're on the wrong side of and just lay them
pop
out.
Pop them.
Yeah, pop
them. I think I made a mistake. Now, okay, where I was going with all this, a couple of different times growing up, I'd get in some fracas with some kid, no punches, because I already mentioned that. And then, for whatever reason, we are forced to shake at the end of it. Like, you make up,
right,
and you shake. I'm telling you, Zabe, the shake works. There's magic in the shake. The physical touching of hands, the touching, the shaking, I'm telling you, there's something about the shake that works. It brings you together. The physical contact, I'm telling you, it's not an accident that you shake when you've mended fences. I'm telling you, it works.
Okay.
Listeners will know what I mean.
One of the many reasons I love the handshake line in hockey. No matter how brutal the battle has been over seven games in an NHL series, the handshake line is still awesome because it's genuine and it's not hit or miss. Last night, after LeBron got bounced from the playoffs, guess what? He clumped off the court, maybe his last game ever as a Laker, didn't dap up, didn't hug, didn't shake anyone's hands. And that, to me, always sits wrong. That, to me, is always like, okay, you're a fucking douche. Got it. I mean, great player, maybe the greatest of all time, but you're a douche. This is why I don't like LeBron. I don't respect LeBron in that regard. But yeah, the handshake does work, sort of.
It does. Unless
you're still mad at the guy. So even if you are, though,
it's still, I'm telling you, even if you're still mad, it helps in a way that words don't.
Okay. All right. So Aaron Jones, tiny, yet runs ferociously, as you have seen and known as a Viking fan over the years. He runs way harder than his size and weight, probably why he gets hurt a lot, but that's okay. He's a lunatic, and I'm sure he's super motivated to hurt the Packers, and therefore we're gonna just be prepared for it. Now, I got to ask you a question. You said we all the way home. What event was this? Was this a Viking-sponsored draft night party at U.S. Bank Stadium?
That's precisely what it is. So it's myself, the voice of the Vikings. We've got a son.
So you, Paul Allen, he's there. The great Paul Allen. Who else was on stage?
Former Vikings linebacker Ben Lieber, who's a very good media guy.
I've seen Ben's work up there. Yep.
Yes. And also probably the single most handsome man that I have ever had like personal interaction
Christian
with.
Christian Ponder.
Ponder was up there.
Oh, okay.
He was a good looking guy.
I didn't know if he was persona non grata after his lackluster Viking career.
I'm not saying now Ponder and I were not close. You know, Lieber and I are close. We're friends. So, but I think that's probably safe to say. And then the radio color analyst Pete Bursich. So we're up on stage and we're the ones that are predicting all the picks and talking about what every pick means to the Vikings.
How many people were in the building?
10,000 on the floor. It sold out weeks in advance, and it was absolutely packed. There was so much anticipation for this draft because the Vikings had the two draft picks. They're trying to circumnavigate this draft in such a way that they can go get the quarterback of the future without giving up their second first round pick and next year's first round pick, which reportedly they offered to the Patriots to go up to number three to get Drake May. The Patriots would not budge. So instead they had to play chicken and hope that JJ McCarthy would drop far enough that he could get into striking range, which he did.
Okay. So just for the record, so the Vikings willingly had you as partners of this event. 11,000 people there. You had current Viking Aaron Jones on stage, other ex-Vikings as other people. Without getting into specifics, may I ask if you got at least a small talent fee for the night?
No.
Okay.
It's part of my broader KFN duties.
Okay, but you were happy to do it, and it was a big pop for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, it's a blast.
Okay. So here's the thing, all right? When our station, 97.3 The Game, got the rights to the Packers, and your guy, the boss that is our boss, is also the guy that helped start your station.
That's right.
Jeff Tyler. He was saying, look, you know, we want to do what they do with iHeart in Minnesota and really have that tight integration. Well, the Green Bay Packers Incorporated are not the Vikings. Let me put it that way. They acknowledge that we carry their games on the radio. But beyond that, they're just doing Packer things. Like, it's such, it's so frustrating because you know what? Everyone could use a little bit more shine, a little bit more promotion, right? Even if you are the Green Bay Packers.
Right, right, right.
And we're not bad guys. And we could be doing, and like, we could be doing stuff for you guys. Right. I mean, I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings, which I like, and I ate way too many wings, all flats, thank you very much, at Appleton, and we had a nice crowd. But, I mean, it was nothing to do with the team itself. God,
they're missing a huge opportunity there. Now,
I don't think they need it. And I think there's an argument that they probably don't because they've been good for so long. I think the Vikings are more forward-looking as an organization. They're like, yeah, we want to continue to promote and engage with our fans and use our media partners like you guys who are fans. Even if I can tell you're not totally sold on J.J. McCarthy, you figured a way to buy into it.
Yes, and we've been doing this for 15 years.
I know. And maybe we'll get there. We're only in year three of this relationship. It could be a Duggar-like courtship between our station and the Green Bay Packers.
Duggar-like. Yeah.
We might have to work our way up to side-hugging as first base in a Duggar relationship. Okay, so that said, let's move along. Undefeated sausage. I've got to push this right to the top. What in the living fuck is this with your Minnesota Twins?
Okay, so the team is on, as it stands right this minute, and they might even be playing right now. They're on a 9-game winning streak after a horrible start to the season.
Right.
It always helps when the White Sox come to town. You want to spark your winning streak, right? And right now they're in a 9-game winning streak. And during this 9-game winning streak, I believe one of the pitchers, and I should remember which one, but I don't recall off the top of my head, has had a package of sausage, uncooked sausage, that has now become their good luck. It's become the good luck sausage.
Is this ground sausage or is it
it's links. I believe this is like more
like a bratwurst. Johnsonville brats, like a five pack of brats in its cellophane wrapper. Okay.
That's right. Okay. Now, and it keeps it in his backpack, keeps it with him, but they also sort of toss it around and stuff, and they're worried that at this point it hasn't been refrigerated in a couple of weeks. So there's some concern that at some point this thing like breaks free and we get a salmonella outbreak inside the team.
Right.
But they've got good luck sausage. And, you know, baseball players are as superstitious as any athletes. And the thing is, they keep winning with the sausage. They're keeping the sausage.
Yeah. And the quotes are funny. They're like, we toss it around after a home run. It's the home run package of sausage, and you toss it to the guy that's coming into the dugout after hitting a home run.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Rocco Baldelli said he believed that such an occurrence, meaning the sausage breaking open, a health department getting involved, would be a bad omen for players or coaches who might be holding the package. Others actually believe that it is still technically edible.
Well, you know, if you cook it well enough, I suppose it is edible, but no chance I am doing that, which I guess really leads you into, if you go to the concourse and you buy the hot dog at, by the way, $14, what do you really know about that hot dog? How fresh is it? How, you know, when was it made? How long has it been sitting out?
Right.
When
did
they eat it last?
How many hog snouts are chopped up inside
right.
You know, and
bladder,
chicken feet.
Hoof.
There's a lot of butchery detritus that gets in those. I've seen the 2020, ABC 2020? Yeah. I've seen the 2020 episodes where they go in with a microscope and they find out what's in this sausage. You don't want to know.
You don't want to know. You really do not want to know. And here's, do you like hot dogs? Do you love hot dogs?
No, I don't care for hot dogs. I can eat them, ketchup only. I hate mustard. Mm-hmm. It is my El Guapo of condiments. But I will eat a hot dog with ketchup if there's nothing else to eat. If I'm choosing to eat tube meat, I choose sausage. To me, sausage is any bratwurst, sausage, whatever. That's my preferred tube meat. It's thicker. It's more flavorful. Like a hot dog, I mean, it's not great, but I'll eat it. There's my stance.
Okay. First of all, You've been in Wisconsin long enough, you should know the difference between sausage and a bratwurst. The bratwurst is the official meat item of Wisconsin. This is what they're known for.
Yeah, but
for
sausages are a close cousin of bratwurst.
That's right, but not the same. And I know your Wisconsin listeners do not want me to let that just slide by.
Okay, well, they have the racing sausages at Brewer games. They're not the racing bratwursts because one of them is the Italian sausage.
That's right. Okay. Also, it's different. It is different.
What's the difference between sausage and bratwurst, says the internet? Sausage is a preparation of ground meat that can be found in dried or fresh varieties and sold in either casing or links in bulk. Bratwurst is a specific type of fresh link sausage made with pork or veal.
I didn't know there could be veal in a brat. Interesting.
I did not know that either. So,
No idea.
In Germany, bratwurst is a catch-all term for all sausages.
An international traveler that you are, I can understand your confusion.
This story in The Athletic says, despite opening a three-game set on the south side of Chicago Monday, we couldn't get a hold of Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago.
Yes. I am under the belief, although I cannot verify, I've heard there is a male porn star who goes by Abe Froman.
Get out of here.
Which is brilliant.
Sausage expert Elias Cairo in this story, who operates four restaurants, including Olympia Provisions, says he downplays Baldelli's concerns about sausage safety. Quote, I'd eat it. Regarding the undefeated sausage package for your twins. In theory, charcuterie, the whole thing is to prolong the shelf life of the product, and the summer sausage is the ultimate product. It's all science-based. For something to reach shelf stability, it means it cannot go bad. It would just lose its quality and oxidize. It would start tasting a little bit off, but it's to a point where no pathogens should grow in there.
What's this guy's name?
His name is Cairo, Elias Cairo.
Okay, I get the feeling Elias Cairo will put a lot of things in his mouth, and I'm not taking his word for it.
Well, listen, if someone on the team is not willing to step up and eat one of those sausages when the win streak finally ends, then are you really appeasing the baseball gods? I say you're not. Someone's going to have to, as they say, charge, take one for the team.
In the history, the annals of baseball, baseball gets a lot of the absurd injuries that don't even sound like injuries. I remember like 15 years ago, there was a player who lost like a month opening his luggage. I mean, they get, you know, all the weird, and basically they're all grade A pussies, these baseball players.
Oh, yes.
I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, compared to hockey players, it's not even close, right?
Right.
So, you know, they're looking for excuses to miss one of their, you know, a series of four of their 162 games. So anyway, point being, it doesn't take a lot for these guys to tap out. I don't know that any of them would eat this sausage and then end up on the injury list because of the sausage, but that's what I want to see. I want to see Byron Buxton sausage.
Yeah, I want to see it in parentheses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The injury report, Buxton, parentheses, sausage.
Sausage.
Sausage exactly. Injury. Okay. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You got
Meanwhile,
it.
Your Timberwolves went through the Phoenix Suns like a bad sausage left on the dashboard of a car. Holy shit. And the Anthony Edwards star continues to absolutely skyrocket, not only on the court, but off the court as well. Here was an exchange between him and Karl Anthony Towns that I thought was fantastic.
I don't know. This series for you was kind of like a boxing match, right, where you had to kind of like pick your spots, yeah. and you kind of got to let loose today in this yeah. one. What was that kind of whole process of being like, initially I got to – first couple games kind of like hold back, pick my spots, and then let it open up tonight?
I mean, again, let me just say, tonight he wasn't in foul trouble. Like, the first three games, the motherfucker just kept fouling.
I don't like using that language at the podium, but that's just it's a nitpick.
And tonight, I told him, what did I tell you last game?
He said, yo, can you find a way not to foul him? I said, I'm going to try.
Like, if you watch the game, every time in the third quarter when we grow a lead, it's because he's in the game. Because they don't have a matchup mm-hmm. for him. I'm like, Cat, we're not going to win game four if you foul. I told him yesterday, we're not going to win game four if you keep fouling. You keep fouling. And do you see what he did in the third quarter? You see what he did in the fourth quarter? Like, he's like I always tell you, he's the best offensive player on the team. Like, if he's not in foul trouble, it's a problem for any team that got a guard is because he can stretch the floor, he can post, he can play off the catch, he can pass. I mean, like, he can do everything. So we just got to keep him from getting in foul trouble, man. He's going to be great every night.
Probably because I was trying to play more defense.
I mean, just stop fucking fouling.
Yeah.
Which, oh, my God.
The takeaway, I'm worried the takeaway of that exchange is that Karl Anthony Towns thinks he shouldn't play any defense because he picks up his fouls when he's trying to play defense. But that's why they're here today, and that's why they swept the Suns in four games. By the way, get this. History of Minnesota sports, pro sports. No Minnesota team had ever
swept somebody
a best of seven.
Holy
never,
shit.
Including the Minneapolis Lakers that won all those titles in the 50s, the George Mikan era. So here
all the hockey,
bad things have been.
All the basketball,
that's
all
right.
The baseball had never yep. swept a best of seven.
Never swept a best of
well,
seven
well,
ever
Charge,
before.
Let me ask, how's it feel?
God, it feels
fucking great.
It feels good. I'm in. I mean, I don't care that I'm probably going to get my heart broken. I'm
right.
in. I want it. I'm ready to be hurt, Zay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because I don't get many chances like this. And the Suns are a good team, and they freaking toyed with them.
You absolutely humiliated them. You have sent the Suns reeling into an offseason where they don't know what they're going to fucking do. They thought, they're like, we got a super team. Yay. You know, Durant, Booker, we're added Bradley Beal. It sucks, the whole thing. They say this guy Ishby is a complete clown, doesn't know what he's fucking doing, even though he played basketball at Michigan State. But back to your T-Wolves. This is what I love about this whole exchange is that, first of all, Anthony Edwards has an ability to be genuine and not be, what does my media coach tell me to say on the podium? Now, yeah. I would like him to dial back the motherfuckers. But other than that, I don't have any qualms. He spends. This is great. I mean, he's young. He's like 22. How old is Anthony 21. Edwards?
He's 21? He's 21.
21.
Zabe.
21. And Karl Anthony Towns is damn near 28, right?
Yeah, he's getting up there, but finally, yes.
So Karl Anthony Towns, who's a great player and was drafted high, big brother. Yeah, here's younger brother. Just taking over and saying incredible things like, this guy's great. He's the best offensive player. He's just loving on his teammate as the younger brother. But then he says, and then sheepishly, Karl Anthony Towns is like, well, man, I was trying to play defense. And he considers it for a moment dismisses it and then says, just don't fucking foul.
It's great. He can play off the catch. He can pass. I mean, like, he can do everything. So we just got to keep him from getting foul trouble, man. He's going to be great every night.
Probably because I was trying to play more defense.
I mean, just stop fucking fouling.
Yeah.
I mean, just stop fucking fouling. I love you, but just stop fucking fouling. Now, I was told by my colleague Brian Butch, they're like, you know, he's got a few things in his Wikipedia page that maybe you should know about. And I'm like, oh, God, what? Like, I haven't heard about him. What? He's like, you know, about an ex-girlfriend and an abortion. And I'm like, okay, let's just calm down here. By and large, he doesn't have a rap sheet, right?
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he is a good-natured kid, always smiling. He's great with media. There's everybody who has anything to do with Anthony Edwards that interacts with him. They love him. Yeah. Love him. He has got, you know, in addition to having the playing talent that you need to have to be a superstar, man, he's got the personality for it. He, you know, I'm not calling him Michael Jordan, but, you know, Jordan
no, just he looks,
irradiates, had that yes. aura that you just wanted to be a part of, yes. you know, because he was having fun and it was just so easy to join his bandwagon. And you and I talked about this a little bit last week. Man, the kid just exudes this thing that makes you want to love him.
He plays with joy. He plays with joy and confidence, and it's a hell of a thing. And you guys have what a series this is going to be. Denver, Minnesota, mm-hmm. the casuals who are used to the Lakers and the Celtics, they're probably not going to tune in, but the real basketball fans, they're all over this series. This is going to be fun.
It is. Now, the Denver knocked out the Timberwolves in the first round last year, but after they won the championship, many members of the Nuggets said the toughest opponent we played the whole cycle was the Timberwolves last year.
Yeah.
In this year's matchups, the Timberwolves had two gigantic blowout wins against the Suns, including the most recent, against the Nuggets. And so I do think that I do think there's really a scenario here where the Wolves end up winning this. I don't know what the money line is at this point, but I'm guessing it's close to even. Unfortunately, the Wolves yielded home court on the last, you know, the last day of the playoff or last day of the regular season. So they'll have, you know, the home court might not end up being the difference in this thing if it goes seven games.
All right. Two more things that we're done. Roasting Brady.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Netflix is hosting a roast of Tom Brady that is going to have apparently one of the most star-studded, unbelievable lineup of celebrities and athletes to just give it to Tom Brady for charity. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on the 5th of May on Netflix, live. Live. May 5th.
These roasts are always dirty.
8 p.m. Eastern Time, hosted by Kevin Hart. No rules, no pads, no mercy. Tom Brady roast on Netflix. Now, I have seen memes already, and I've seen pictures of Belichick and suggestions that he should just play every one of Tom's worst interceptions and spend an inordinate amount of time picking it apart. That would be funny as shit. Get Giselle awesome. Via video chat to roast him. You know, say something about his penis. I don't know. Someone said Belichick should come up there and say, yeah, Aaron Hernandez is going to come tonight, but he got hung up.
Oh!
So remember, is it going to be good or lame or somewhere in between?
I think the roasts are almost always great. The Comedy Central roast that I'm sure you've seen at least snippets of were all mostly really, really good. It's sad that Greg Giraldo died because he was
the roast master
in these, right?
Right.
Greg Giraldo was awesome. Lisa Lampanelli, who I haven't heard from in years, she was always very good and always dirty in these too.
Right.
I would have loved to have seen them work this. It all depends on who they get, right? And I want to know if there's really – does Brady have any rules here? Or is anything off limits?
I don't know. I mean, it's a roast. But by definition, roasts are supposed to be no holds barred.
That's the idea, right? But he's Tom Brady.
Short is of he like fragile a, short enough? Of like a kid dying. Like, I think that might be the only thing that's off limits. Your divorce cannot be off limits.
No. Well, which one?
I know, right. Both.
I mean, people forget, right? He had, I believe, he was married
Bridget
to
Moynihan.
Bridget Moynihan, right?
Yeah, who was a celebrity. It was an actress. Who pretty decent.
Who he has a child with that nobody hears about. And that kid's like 20 now, right?
the kid he doesn't care about. And you're like, yeah, that's Bridget Moynihan's kid. Yeah, I know, right? I helped make that. It could be good. We'll see. It's going to be on Netflix. All right, finally, tornado porn. Have you had any tornadoes yet in the great state of Minnesota this spring?
We haven't. That okay. Nebraska one was bonkers.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I have a few complaints about, and I love tornado porn. It's some of my favorite disaster porn. And I love all the disaster porn, whether it's hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding, tidal waves, you name it. Mudslides, fucking volcanoes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Give it all to me. I love the shit. Tornado porn frustrates me on a couple levels. Number one, vertical video. I know a tornado is vertical. I know it's vertical. I get it.
The tornado is vertical.
I get it, but there's no action happening up in the top part of the tornado. The action's on the ground, which is horizontal. You want to see as wide a field of view as stuff getting demolished and sucked in. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, when your man is on the porch filming a tornado, do us all a favor. Stop fucking asking him to come in the house. Come in the house. Come in the house. You got to get in the house. Get in the house now. Bitch, the guy knows to get in the house when it gets dangerous enough. If your hat's not being blown off on the porch, you got time. You know how long it takes to get in the house? 10 seconds. 10 seconds. The tornadoes do move slowly. They fuck shit up when it's on top of you, but they're not fast moving things, okay? You're more in danger of standing outside in a thunderstorm because of lightning than you are filming a tornado. So please stop it with that.
Zabe, have you ever seen, and you get this a lot at like minor league ballparks where they get two people in the giant sumo wrestler suits and the two will battle it out against each other in the sumo wrestling suit. I want to get in the sumo wrestling suit and I want to get pulled up into the tornado's vortex. I want to feel what it's like to be in the tornado, but I know I'd get pelted with a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, so you'd get a 2x4 right through the eye socket, and that would be
exactly
it for you.
So
yeah.
I need some way to not have that happen. I don't want it to technically kill me. I would take some battering and some bruising and stuff and maybe one broken bone. I'd give it one. But I want to get sucked up into the tornado and feel what it's like to be, you know, elevated in with the swirling debris and the house that's going up to the sky. I want to be in that.
Well, I did give you a video clip of an amazing thing where a tractor trailer is driving down the highway. There's no tornado. It's at night. There's a tornado nearby, but you can't really see it. And the cab of a tractor trailer, like the box that is pulled behind, falls out of the sky right into the middle of the road because it had been sucked up by a tornado and spit out. Did you watch that clip I sent you?
I have not yet. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I have not seen
yes.
That.
A tractor trailer box that, you know, was probably empty, but still, it's a sizable chunk, right?
Yeah.
Falls out of the sky. That's good shit. So, yeah. Oh, and also, can you please, guys and ladies, when you're filming the tornado, horizontally, please. In addition to stop harping about getting the house, stop saying, I can't believe it. I can't believe what I'm seeing. You don't believe in fucking tornadoes? Yeah, there's a tornado, and there's one right in your neighborhood. So shut the fuck up, get a steady grip, and film it horizontally because I, in charge, need to watch it.
Zabe, would Mrs. Zabin tell you to come in the house, or would she tell you to run to the tornado?
I'm not running towards it, but I feel confident that when it gets too sketchy, when I first get hit by a chunk of something upside my face, then I'm taking the 10 seconds to run in the house and into the basement. By the way, if a tornado hits your house, you're still not safe. Unless you got a real storm cellar or a good basement, you're in danger. So, anyway. All right, Charge, is always a pleasure, my friend. We will talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Beauty, eh?
Like magic, eh? Yeah. It's coming in.
Well, that's like it was sung by angels.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch in a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.